In many countries, including my own, upwards of 40% of marriages end in divorce. 40%? How does that happen? I mean, have you ever wondered how does this couple, this man and this woman, go from the courting and romance stage through to the marriage, commitment and honeymoon stage onto the divorce stage? Have you ever wondered that? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome to A Different Perspective as we kick this week off with the next message in the series called Family, when things don't turn out the way you'd hoped. And do stay tuned because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about my free daily devotional, Fresh. It's all about helping you dive deeper into God's Word and draw closer to Jesus to become all that He created you to be. It's an interesting question, isn't it? How do two people who were once madly head over heels in love with one another end up in the divorce court? In the West, at least 40% of all marriages are ending in divorce. And in countries where divorce is culturally unacceptable, places like India, for instance, where there's a very low divorce rate, just 1.3%, I think, in those countries, many couples are technically married, they're living under the same roof, but their relationship, if you could call it that, is strongly reminiscent of the mutually assured destruction between America and the Soviet Union during the Cold War when I grew up. Well, you know the cycle. It starts with romance, head over heels, madly in love, you can't get enough of one another. You marry, you go on a honeymoon, you become one flesh, as the Bible says, and everything's great. Until kids come along, until the day-to-day pressures of life tear away at the Achilles heel of your marriage, until your soulmate's weaknesses start driving you crazy, until the grass looks greener on the other side. There's a book in the Old Testament of the Bible called the Song of Solomon, or the Song of Songs, as it's sometimes called. It's about the relationship between a man and a woman. And this is what it says, Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 15. Catch us the foxes, the little foxes that ruin the vineyards, for our vineyards are in blossom. In other words, it's the little foxes that nibble away at the base of the vine that kill it off and rob it of its fruit. That's what happened. It's like Chinese water torture, where they used to tie you down and drip little drops of water on your forehead. Well, a drop of water is nothing. But keep doing it to someone for day after day after day without stop. And each droplet of water starts to feel like a brick being dropped on your head. There's a sense of accumulation, a build-up of frustration and disappointment and pain that will eventually harden your heart. It's like when you're out in the garden digging a hole or putting up a fence or laying bricks. Your hands develop calluses to protect your flesh. That's exactly what your heart ends up doing. It hardens itself to protect you from a world of pain. And that's how many people feel about their marriages, a world of pain. Something that Jesus spoke about when he was questioned about divorce, Matthew chapter 19, verses 1 to 9. When Jesus had finished saying these things, he left Galilee and he went to a region of Judea beyond the Jordan. Large crowds followed him and he cured them there. Some Pharisees came to him, and to test him, they asked, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any cause?" Jesus answered, "Have you not read that the one who made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, 'For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother to be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.' So they're no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate." They said to him, "Why then did Moses command us to give a certificate of dismissal and to divorce her?" And Jesus said to them, "It was because you were so hard-hearted that Moses allowed you to divorce your wives. But from the beginning, it was not so. And I say to you, whoever divorces his wife except for sexual immorality and marries another commits adultery." Why was there a concession through Moses all those years before to allow a man to divorce his wife? Why? Because of their hardness of heart. God's plan is that marriage is a lifelong relationship of two imperfect people who never give up on one another. But if we allow our hearts to harden, eventually we do give up on one another. Think about it. Your heart doesn't harden to something overnight. Not normally. Sure, there are exceptions. If someone were to punch you in the face or hurt one of your children or steal something from you, sure, your heart would harden pretty much instantly. And for those women who've suffered abuse and are suffering abuse, I totally get that. We're going to talk more about that tomorrow on the program. But for most of us, this hardening of heart is this accumulation effect, a combination of the stresses and strains of life in general, you know, work, finances, the mortgage, the kids, the commute, tiredness, exhaustion, sickness, just putting food on the table. And on top of all that, putting up with your marriage partner's weaknesses and failures. And let's face it, we all have those. So somewhere, as we swim through that toxic cocktail of life, we decide that this isn't fair. A few years ago, there was a really popular song on the top of the charts called What About Me? Here's how the chorus goes. What about me? It isn't fair. I've had enough. Now I want my share. Can't you see I want to live? But you just take more than you give. There's the anthem of a person whose marriage is headed for the divorce courts. People say that they've drifted apart. Eh, maybe. But the bigger problem is that their hearts have hardened as they decide that they're not getting their fair share. You see, we make the mistake of thinking that marriage is 50-50. No, divorce is 50-50. Marriage is 100-100. So that's the problem, this hardening of hearts. The question is, what do you do about it? How do you combat it? How do you stop it happening in the first place? Well, there's a simple answer to those questions, although while the answer is simple, living it out isn't. The answer is forgiveness. Forgiving your wife, forgiving your husband every time they do something that annoys you or frustrates you or hurts you. Every time, as quickly as possible. Peter the Apostle had a question about forgiveness, and here's how Jesus dealt with it. Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 to 22. Peter came to Jesus and said, Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times? Jesus said to him, not seven times, but I tell you, 77 times. Okay, the question was in the context of church relationships. But if he'd asked it in terms of marriage relationships, I'm sure Jesus would have said not seven times, but 7,777 times. Here's how that's supposed to play itself out. I'm married to a wonderful woman, Jackie. Now, she's not perfect any more than I'm perfect, but she's the most wonderful wife. So here's the decision I've made. Whenever she says or does something that frustrates me or angers me or even sometimes hurts me, I've decided that I am going to forgive her here and now. Completely forgive her, completely wipe the slate clean just as quickly as I can. Like within 10 minutes or worst case, maybe half an hour. Forgiveness quickly and completely. No, it's not always easy. But that's what Jesus told me to do. And would you like to know the impact of that on me? Every morning I wake up with a new love for her in my heart. Just as God's mercies are new for me every morning, so my mercies towards her are new every morning because I didn't let the sun go down on my anger. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26, be angry but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. I don't execute that perfectly every time. Sometimes it involves prayer for God to help me to forgive. But I believe that whilst she is not perfect any more than I am, she is God's perfect provision for me. And so help me God, I am going to love her until we're old and grey and potty and dotty. So help me God. Forgiveness stops your heart from hardening. It stops your relationship from falling apart. Forgiveness is the antidote to a decaying marriage. So in your marriage, what are you going to decide to do? Is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of His Word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. Hey, God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.